Welcome before this imposing work by Giorgio Vasari, standing over 2 meters tall and 1.5 meters wide. It is a wooden panel, painted in oil in 1550 for the private collection of the wealthy Florentine banker Filippo di Averardo Salviati. The scene, depicting the resurrection of Christ, is dominated by a strong sense of movement that develops vertically. At the top, a clear and open sky suggests light and hope, as if the entire world were witness to the miraculous event. At the center of the upper part of the tactile panel is the figure of the risen Christ, who stands luminous in the painting. He is depicted above the open sepulchre. His body is elongated and twisted in a dynamic, almost dancing pose, typical of Vasari's style. His head is turned to his right, and his gaze is directed upward. The face is free of tension or effort, with an expression of serenity that seems to communicate victory and peace. His hair is wavy and shoulder-length, falling to either side of his head, leaving his face and left ear uncovered. The beard, which covers part of his cheeks, frames the oval of his high forehead and slightly elongated chin. The nose is unobtrusive and harmonious. The mouth is small and closed, with thin lips. Christ's right arm is raised upward in a gesture of victory and blessing. The palm of his left hand supports the long staff of the white banner bearing a red cross, symbol of the resurrection and of triumph over death. His legs are elongated and slightly bent, in continuity with the torso turned to his left, emphasizing the upward movement. His feet are apart, barely resting on their tips upon the sepulchre, conveying a sense of movement and lightness. A sky blue drape falls from his shoulders in fluid, soft folds, floating in the air and wrapping around part of his hips while leaving the torso uncovered. In sharp contrast to the divine serenity of Christ, the lower part of the painting is dense and animated. Here we find the Roman soldiers, posted to guard the sepulchre, reacting with very human astonishment to the miracle. They adopt complex, sculptural poses. Some attempt to shield their eyes from the intense light, while others recoil in fear, heightening the dramatic quality of the scene. You can explore the figure of the soldier in the foreground on the tactile panel. He is semi-recumbent in the lower part of the composition. He wears a helmet, breastplate, a short tunic, and sandals. His head is tilted downward, his neck appears relaxed, his face is free of tension, and his eyes are closed. The soldier's muscular body assumes an unguarded position, with the torso slightly rotated toward the viewer and the legs bent naturally in the opposite direction. His right arm is flexed and resting on his shield, while his left arm lies abandoned on his relaxed and weary body, as if yielding before the miracle. The shield is a highly significant element, for it is no longer an instrument of defense, but a support that communicates a loss of control and helplessness, reinforcing the contrast with the triumphant figure of Christ. Vasari painted this panel in Florence while he was designing important monuments in Rome for Pope Julius III del Monte. The work is therefore a bridge. It unites the intimacy of a painting intended for a private collection with the grandeur of monumental Roman projects, thereby conferring emotional emphasis and theatricality.